Justice Thomas has the opinion of the court in case 23-146, Connolly versus United States.
This case comes to us on a writ of certiorari to the United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit. Michael Connolly and his brother were the sole shareholders of a successful building supply company. The brothers entered into an agreement intended to keep the business in the family if either brother died. Under their agreement, the company would be required to redeem the deceased brother's shares at fair market value. To ensure that the company would have enough money to redeem the shares if required, the company obtained a $3.5 million life insurance policy on each brother, or policies on each brother. Michael passed away, and the company used $3 million of the insurance policy to redeem his shares. A dispute arose between the executor of Michael's estate and the IRS about how to determine the value of Michael's shares for the purposes of estate tax. The question in this case is whether the company's contractual obligation to redeem Michael's shares at fair market value offset the value of the life insurance proceeds committed to funding that purchase. The Court of Appeals concluded that the answer was no. In an opinion filed with the clerk today, we affirm, when a company redeems shares at fair market value, the transaction generally has no effect on the shareholder's economic interest. After share redemption at fair market value, the former shareholder of the redeemed shares holds the same value in cash, and the remaining shareholders hold a proportionately larger share of a less valuable company. So no willing buyer of Michael's shares would have considered the company's contractual obligation to redeem Michael's shares as a liability that would reduce the value of those shares. The estate's contrary position would require us to value Michael's shares based on the value of the company after the redemption, but the estate tax looks to the value of assets at the time of the decedent's death, not later. The estate's position would also mean that a company can spend money to redeem shares without becoming less valuable as a result. That cannot be right. For these reasons and others set forth in our opinion, we affirm the judgment of the Eighth Circuit. The opinion is unanimous.